Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Gospel CMS podcast. My name is Ben Baluri, and I'm excited to spend some time with you thinking about how to get stronger, go deeper, and become even more like Jesus. I was getting an art lesson recently, and the worst part of this experience is it was just a paint-by-numbers type of setup. The teacher had done a marvelous job of penciling the outline for us. All I had to do was paint inside the lines. But here's what you got to understand. Ben doesn't do a great job of painting inside the lines. Precision has never been a strength of mine by any stretch. I won't say it was a horrible job because I was really trying to focus and keep everything where it was supposed to go. I mean, this was a Muhammad Ali portrait I was doing, after all. So I have to respect the model I'm trying to follow, right? I did okay, I think. I could kind of tell which color I was supposed to use on each area and didn't have to go over too much of it to cover up my inferior work. But then the teacher came by and gave me some great encouragement and instruction. She basically said that while I'd done a decent job of keeping inside the lines, I didn't use long enough strokes, and that made the work look choppy. She even told me she was using the analogy of cutting grass with the other fellows who were painting alongside me. She talked about keeping it in a straight line. I kind of chuckled and asked, more to myself than her, "Have you ever seen me try to cut grass? Now that is funny. I can't even do that with precision." That's not even telling you or her my story about why I don't use weed eaters and trimmers. You see, I'm not what I consider myself to be a man's man. I mean, I do guy things like watching my Panthers play football. I like being macho too, acting like I'm really aware of how things work, even when I've never done anything more than just glance at the instructions. And I like knowing I can offer you the best advice on anything you're dealing with, even when I haven't heard one word of the 15 solutions you've already tried. As a matter of fact, I probably named three of the same ones you've already considered before you got a chance to tell me. But deep down, I'm really insecure about what it means to be a man, much less whether I'm actually achieving those ideals. I hear guys talk about how they can just look at a broken garbage disposal and know what tools they would need to fix it, or how someone built a deck in a weekend, or changed the oil in their car in 10 minutes. And that's just the mechanical craftsman kind of stuff. There are so many ways I feel inadequate, it's almost comical. I remember years ago, when I was just a teenager, and my dad told me I had a confidence issue. It was the main reason I couldn't feel more confident around the ladies. He was right. I was a mess. I carried that insecurity well into my 30s. I never felt like a man. I wasn't wealthy enough. I wasn't tough enough. I wasn't rugged and good looking. I didn't know how to talk about things that scared me or bothered me without feeling like a complete wuss. I didn't want to think about Jesus. I imagined him as just some nice guy going around healing people and talking about God. It never really occurred to me to really read his story, to consider just who he is and what he was all about. So imagine how taken back I was when I started reading the Gospels and learning just how incredible this man really was and is. Jesus always spoke his mind, and he always spoke truth, and he did it regardless of who was around. He never backed down from conflict, and yet he was so tender, he loved kids. Healed people who were invisible to others, reassured people constantly, and fed people when they were hungry. Who is this man? But that's not all. He willingly gave his life for me, for you, whether we wanted it or not. That is a real man. Now, we can get caught up in thinking that a real man is somebody who does the beating, somebody who has the money and decides who does and doesn't get it. Nothing could be further from the truth. The real man is the one who is willing to stand still, say a prayer, and then quietly continue on about the business of loving and serving, even when everyone else has lost hope and gone home, all the while believing God for who He is and what He has done. The book of James talks about asking God for wisdom. He says that when we ask, we should not doubt. A lot of people say that means we can't doubt God will answer positively for us. I kind of think James is encouraging us to remember that God is who He says He is, that He can do what He says He can do, and that He will speak to us in those situations. It's not about God giving us what we want. It's about understanding what He says about His love for us. On the day that I felt the lowest as a man was the day I decided I really needed to change. I needed to be a real man. I realized what I was missing. I realized what it was that I needed. If I was going to be a real man, I had to be affirmed as a man. I had to have someone tell me I mattered. I had to have someone say, "Ben, I love you. Ben, I'm proud of you. Ben, you are highly favored." I believe with all my heart, the strongest thing in the entire world is God's Word. The Bible is the one place I can go to and trust that everything written there is true. I made a list of every verse in the Bible I could find where God affirmed something or someone. I started reading through that list, and when I read those passages, I would personalize them. I made sure I personally heard God affirm me, strengthen me, encourage me. I read those passages over and over until I felt my heart begin to shift, until I believed God truly loved me and affirmed me. I guess you could say I prayed myself into being a man. If you see me today, I probably don't look much better, different than I did then. I probably don't act a lot different than I did then either. I sure don't know how to cut a straight line or fix a lot of things yet. And I still wrestle with a lot of insecurities, not to mention that I sin on a regular basis. But make no mistake about it, I am absolutely affirmed in my manhood. I'm not a real man because I can beat my chest and make more money than someone else, or because I can cuss louder and nastier than anybody else, or even because I could drink you under the table. I'd probably fail miserably at all of those things. On the other hand, I know when I'm faced with a problem I cannot solve, a hurt I cannot heal, a pain I cannot endure, a fear I cannot face, I can do the manliest thing I can think of. I can speak very openly and candidly to God about my hopes and dreams, my fears and concerns, even crying if I feel the need. And then picking up my Bible, reading a passage or two that addresses what I'm dealing with, personalize it for me and my situation, and then surrender it to God and start walking out, doing the business that I normally do. That's when I know I am a real man. So friends, are you struggling with feeling like you're a real man or a real woman right now? Do you need to hear someone tell you how valuable you are? Are you feeling so down or helpless you can't even admit to yourself? You need to hear words like, I'm proud of you. I love you. You are my beloved. If you're in a dark place and you need to hear God speak those words to you, please let us know. We want you to know what it feels like to be reassured by the one who was, who is, and who always will be, the great I Am. Be blessed.